Thomas Square in Honolulu. You probably drive by often, but do you know its history? Tomorrow, the city plans to unveil a statue of King Kalakaua at the urban park. It's to mark Sovereignty Restoration Day. The park is named after a British officer who flew the flag of the Hawaiian Kingdom back in the 1800s. But there was another ceremony held yesterday by some Hawaiian groups in a nod to what was established as a national holiday in 1843. Our Kuvei Hirishi was there and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about why we have two ceremonies. What's up with that?
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So yesterday, I think it was just in big part because it was a weekend. There was the La Hoihoi'ea or Sovereignty Restoration Day celebration held yesterday, but the official holiday is actually July 31st.
Okay.
And this dates back to 1843, like you said, established by Kauikeoli Kamehameha III. So what happened was a little bit of history. For 5 quick months in 1843, Hawaii, the Hawaiian Kingdom, was actually under British occupation. So Lord Paulet came in, kind of declared Hawaii for the crown, and back then, no phones or no way to kind of get to Queen Victoria quick enough. So they sent envoys to check in to see, is this really what Queen Victoria wants? And that was not the case. So she sent back Admiral Thomas to come back to Hawaii to let the king know that, no, in fact, we are not taking over Hawaii. Sorry about that. And restored sovereignty. So what happens every year, and this is the 175th anniversary of this celebration, is people get together to kind of reenact that flag restoration ceremony. So they take down the Union Jack at Thomas Square and put up the Hawaiian flag. And we got to talk to one of the historians who's been involved in this Sovereignty Restoration Day celebration, Dr. Baron Ching, about what actually happened back in 1843.
And they had a ceremony where flag was restored, the king was restored, the constitution was restored. And the king declared that day to be a holiday called La Hoihoi'ea. He goes back to the steps at Kauai Ha'o and he gives a speech, and part of that speech is Ua mau ke e o ka aini ka pono, which is not the life of the land, it is a sovereignty, because he said Ua mau ke e a, not ke ola o ka aina I ka pono.
That's right. And a lot of history coming out of that one day. Like we said, the state motto was established that day, but also on that grounds, this was actually where Thomas Square is today, but it wasn't the case until Rear Admiral Thomas came to Hawaii and gave us back our sovereignty. So Dr. Ching kind of chimes in on what happened after that.
He declares that little piece of property out there, that dusty, flat piece of whatever, to be Hawaii's first public park, to be named after Admiral Richard Thomas. It becomes Thomas Square. And the street mark of that is Britannia for Britannia. And the street on the Diamond Head side of that is Victoria for Queen Victoria of England.
And after this, I think a lot of what happened in the Hawaiian mindset was we needed to go out and seek resolutions and treaties with other countries to actually acknowledge Hawaii's place in the world as a kingdom, as a sovereign entity. And so that's what happened then. The king sent out envoys to France and to England to sort of start treaties that says, yes, we recognize Hawaii as an independent kingdom so that nobody comes in and tries to take our sovereignty again.
Right. So we had a rogue ruler for a while.
We did. And it was the same concept or the same sort of sequence of events that led to the overthrow as well. So they had a British subject in Hawaii saying, hey, British subjects aren't, you know, being treated well. Please come and help us. And that's what this turned into.
Okay, and then the city tomorrow will unveil the statue, and you got a sneak peek?
I got a sneak peek. I think somebody sort of brought down the sheet that they've got over it, but it is huge, and it's right at Thomas Square. So if anyone looks at Thomas Square by Google Maps or an aerial view, you'll actually see the Union Jack as the pathway along this place. But they've got the statue up. A lot of folks were kind of looking to see what it was about, but I think it'll be a good nod in the right direction in terms of acknowledging Hawaii's history.
Right, but so we have other statues of the king, but this is a little different.
This is, I think it's really commemorating this specific La Hoihoi'ea celebration, because it had not been, it was celebrated up until the overthrow. So from 1843 through 1896, 93, it was celebrated, but it stopped for a while and picked back up in the 80s, and I think really took off these last 10 years. So I think this is a testament to that.
Okay, so it'll be really interesting. The next time I drive by, the statue will be there, the king will be there, and
you will
we'll
be
give a nod.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Kuvei. That was Kuvei Hiraishi sharing an interesting piece of history with us, Sovereignty Restoration Day. This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1.